This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what is happening in San Diego? A very pleasant Monday afternoon to you. Welcome into Gwen and Chris, Monday edition, kicking off another week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Trying to download the YouTube video, because I know people are tuned in on YouTube. If you don't watch the show, go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. You can watch us. There we are. Or there I am.
Scraby was already there. You're trying to download the YouTube.
Well, not download, but click on it and get it to work.
Okay.
The computer was going a little slower than usual. Mm. So we got a full 4 hours with you today, and part of the show is going to be more fun than usual. I'm surrounded by San Diego State football players here in studio. We'll introduce these guys in a little bit, but Greg Camarillo, our friend from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
You know, never mind the Stanford and all the rest of that crap. Miami Dolphins wide receiver, Greg Camarillo, good friend of the show. There you go. He brought in three of the students and football players from San Diego State. He's their academic advisor. These guys want to get into sports talk radio, Scraby.
Yes, they do.
It is my plan to do a little cold open here, you know, welcome everybody to the show. And then I'm going to leave at about 2:15, turn the show over to you guys. So, you know, hope you have something to say.
Don't do that, and then they do fine, and then they fire us, Chris.
Yeah, so hope you guys all have something to say. But we'll introduce these guys to you in a little bit. San Diego State football season is not too far away. It's July 8th. When's the opening game? August. That's right. They start in August this year. So less than 2 months away from Aztec football. Padres, how'd they do while we were gone? Scraby?
Not good.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Look, Friday night was another unbelievable game. So let's start with that. How many unbelievable games are they going to win this year? I mean, I really think that they have a bit of a magic this year. I mean, I understand the last two games they got beat. I practically expected, almost was disappointed and, you know, let down that Kyle Higashioka just did not hit a walk-off grand slam with two outs in the bottom of the 10th Saturday night. Because that's the way the season's been going.
Yes, yeah.
They were down, what, 7-4 in the game Saturday night. Arizona had scored three times in the top of the 10th. And the Padres got what? Single, double, ended up loading the bases with two out. And here comes Higashioka. And I'm like, well, this is perfect. He's going to hit a grand slam. This is what the Padres have been doing all year long. But to prove that it's not that easy to do as often as they've been doing it, he flied out. And so they lost that game. Yesterday's game's a throwaway. You're going to get blown out like that once in a while.
But I can't say it's a throwaway because it was a close game until the seventh inning. This wasn't the Miami Marlins of weeks ago. They were in this game. Dylan Cease, I think Mike Schilt had to leave him in because Dylan Cease is better than what the bullpen's going to give him as of right now.
Why would you be willing? Why would you want to take? I saw your tweet on that. Why would you want to take Dylan Cease out in a 1-1 game? Because you knew he was going to give up a 2-run homer there?
No. But I've seen Mike Schilt take out guys for way less before.
Yeah, but not
guy
there.
Guy walks.
Not there.
Late in the game, he walks someone, and then
not
you're going to.
Not there. Not there.
Not there, everybody. Not there.
Bullpen has been poor. Even Suarez got touched up the other night. But Profar and Manny Machado saved that on Friday night. It was a disappointing two games, which kind of put a little bit of a cast a little pall over the recent excitement and success of the Padres. And I don't think it throws it all away. This team has been, you know, overall been playing. You know what's funny? I was going to say that they've been playing well. I think they've kind of been playing the way they've been playing pretty much all season. It's just that they've had this magical run of wins. How many walk-off wins have they had in the last 2 weeks? Five? They had the back-to-back walk-off home run games.
Yep.
They had another walk-off home run game against the A's with Cronenworth. They had Profar's miracle bases-clearing double to beat the Nationals.
Jackson Merrill's walk-off against the A's, too.
Right. Well, Merrill's and Higashioka's were the first two. Those are the first two I referred to. Then Cronenworth, then the walk-off by Profar that started the craziness with the Nationals, and then, you know, Friday night with Manny. So that's five walk-off wins in about 2.5 weeks. So, to me, they're playing similar to what they've been doing all year, but when you have that kind of a magic run, the wins start to pile up a little bit, and all of a sudden you're looking okay. You know, you got the 49-43. I said it a couple of weeks ago. They've been at 525 times this year. I'm hoping there's not a 26, and you know, hopefully they can stay above 500. They've got five games left before the All-Star break. At the very minimum, right? You win one, you're going to be above 500 at the All-Star break, but obviously you want to win a few more than that. They're off today. They'll play Seattle tomorrow and Wednesday, and then it is the Braves that come in here for the weekend before you get to the All-Star break. And speaking of the All-Stars, how are we not 20 games over 500?
That's what I'm
saying.
Since
we have a team of all-stars.
You got five Padres on the team, and they're four games over 500.
Yes, the only two teams that have more are the Dodgers and the Phillies, and they're both way over 500.
Yeah.
But, look, I mean, I think the guys got on the all-star team we expected, except for Jackson Merrill. I didn't expect necessarily that he would make it. I'm really excited that he got selected. I'm stunned to find out he's the first Padre rookie ever to be on the All-Stars.
Really? I didn't know that
either.
I mean,
Benito Santiago's rookie season was magical in 1987. He must have just not had a great first half or whatever the situation was, because I guess Benito didn't make it in 87. But yeah, he's the first rookie ever to be named to the All-Star team. He's the first Padre draft choice since Jake Peavy. In 2007, I don't know if that's necessarily a record of greatness, but you know, it's a sign of something. He's the first homegrown Padre to make it since Everett Cabrera, and
really?
That was 11 years ago.
Wow,
Cabrera was a homegrown guy. I don't remember exactly how he started out, but you know, the Padres, what they do pretty well is develop guys who make all-star teams elsewhere. And I believe there are seven former Padres in the All-Star game this year.
Is that right?
Yeah. So seven or eight. And I don't have the list of All-Stars in front of me, but my Seth Lugo and on it. Soto is obviously on that list. But there are many, you know, C.J. Abrams. A lot of former Padres have made the All-Star team as well. But this team has five. And this is just, to me, it is just perfect. In sync with how this season has been, because of the five guys who made the All-Star team, no way any of you predicted four of the five.
No.
Fernando, everybody assumed would make the All-Star
team. The whole outfield.
He's not going to be in the game, obviously, because he's hurt. But the other four guys who are all going to compete, Arise, you couldn't have said before the season because he wasn't on the team. Merrill, Profar, and Suarez. Told you that all three of those guys would have all-star first half. We would have signed up for that in a heartbeat. And, you know, so let's see where it goes from there. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is whatever's happening with you, Darvish. And I think when they tell me that it's a personal situation, first of all, I get a little concerned.
Yeah,
I
me do. Too.
Me too. It's got to be something
big.
You know, unfortunately, very big in his life.
Yes.
for Yu Darvish, a professional of his stature, to walk away from baseball, perhaps for the rest of the season, and to not get paid at all.
Yep.
I'm hoping it's not something with his family. But
me too.
I don't know how else you can, you know, I'm not going to guess.
No.
But, I mean, that certainly comes to my mind. And I just hope it's not something horrible. I know there's, you know, there's people like, come on, where's Darvish? Whatever. Look, if you've got a, you know, a really serious, you know, scary situation in your personal life, you got to get that taken care of. And
yeah.
That's it. I can't really go any further in that. I wish he was here. I wish Darvish was coming back. Padres have to kind of make plans now to make do without Darvish the rest of the way. Musgrove, at least there was a report that he could come back in August. August isn't too far off. But it seems to me that if the Padres want to stay where they are, because look, there's too many teams chasing them. I realize that right now the wild card looks good. Padres are, you know, looking very good for
look
the wild
great
card.
Great in 2021 too, Chris.
Yeah. But Diamondbacks are 2 back. Mets are 2.5. Giants are 3.5. Pirates, 4. Reds, Nats, 5. Cubs even, 5.5. Not all of those teams are going to catch the Padres, but I'm guaranteeing you that at least 2 or 3 of them are going to make a run. You know it. 2 or 3 of those teams are going to get hot in the second half and make a run. They're going to make a big trade somewhere. They're going to get somebody back off an injured list. So the Padres are going to have to stay above, you know, stay afloat, stay above water. And I said this even when they were playing well. It is difficult to stay above water when so many star players are out. Now, Bogaerts sounds like he's getting closer.
Yep.
Musgrove, maybe. Darvish, kind of doubting it. Fernando, I don't know. I mean, how long for Fernando? So the Padres are going to either need to make I don't want to say they got to make a bunch of moves. They got to make the right move.
Chris, I can tell you how many. You know what my inbox was full of this weekend?
No.
Where's Trevor Bauer?
Oh, brother.
I keep getting questions about Trevor Bauer, and I understand the questions. The problem is, it seems like baseball does not want anything to do with him. So I can't allow myself to go that way.
The Padres don't want anything to do with him, so end of story.
I'm saying baseball doesn't want anything to do with him.
But I don't really care what the Tigers want to do. If the Padres don't want anything to do with him and they don't, then stop it. We're not bringing Trevor Bauer in.
He's also playing against I'm stealing this take, so he's also playing against guys that can't even make the minor league system in the United States. So why, you know, when he strikes out 19 guys or whatever it was, it's a bunch of guys who aren't even good enough for the minor leagues here. So it's all smoke and mirrors in that regard.
It's the same old thing every single time we get to the trade deadline. Everybody thinks that everybody you acquire at the trade line is going to come to your team and be at their greatest.
Joey Gallo, remember those days, Chris?
They don't all work out. Some of them do. Most of them don't. The Padres don't need to make a bunch of moves. They've got a very, very good mix. The chemistry is right.
Yeah.
The magic is there. They're coming up with these remarkable wins, a bunch of them. Stay the course with that. Try to add something and make it be the right move. And I think they'll be okay heading into the second half of the season. All right, we are underway for a Monday. As I said, these Aztec football guys, I'm feeling good about this. The red and black getting their season going, less than 2 months. We're going to bring these guys on in a little bit, talk with them, talk a little bit about some of their dreams. I am a little worried for you guys, just in general, because you've picked our show to try to help springboard you to wherever it is you want to go.
Yes.
That could be, you know, a questionable move on your part. No, we really appreciate that you're here. We'll talk about what's going on with the team and, you know, all of the summer camps and everything as you guys get ready for the season. But we're looking forward to having you on. Matt Snyder will be on the show a little bit later on. Got a Daily Gambit. Christopher at the Fans, Big Five, all the regular stuff. Gwen and Chris, happy Monday. Welcome to it on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. 220 is the time. I didn't mention that after everything he's been going through, traveling the world, Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle today. So, we, for John, without our great leader, Mr. Gwynn.
I needed him here today, man.
Did you need him?
Yeah.
Why is that?
The dogs kept me up all night.
So you're a little tired.
So I look a little gremlin-y.
Well, he wasn't going to push any buttons for you.
He was going to provide fantastic feedback. Now you better try to provide. By the way, I got a couple of people signing off with me on removing Dylan Cease from the game in the seventh.
Okay, that's fine. Good
he
for
had over,
you.
Didn't he have over 100 pitches?
Let me just tell you something. Removing Dylan Cease in the seventh would have been a great move. He gave up a home run. Should have seen it coming. You know, I mean, any good manager would know that.
I also am a bad Padres fan because I went to bed early on Friday night. I went to bed after the eighth inning when the Padres were up 7-2.
A lot of people did.
Thinking the game was in hand.
Yeah.
Wake up to a bunch of texts like, Manny. I'm like, what? What happened? What happened? And then I see the score was 10-8. I'm thinking, what in the world?
Yeah, six baseball. Runs? That's baseball.
Six runs in the top of the ninth?
See, I'm gonna say this, then I'm going to duck because I got football players in here. But if you got 21-0 and 4 minutes to go in football, you can go to bed because the clock's going to run out.
Yeah.
Baseball, well, maybe 28-0 in this day and age, the way these teams score. But in baseball, clock never runs out, man. A lot of crazy stuff can happen in the ninth inning. You know what? Thomas hits a grand slam on the first pitch. Get him back in the game.
I still don't even know what happened except for Jurickson Profar hit a tying home run.
Well, first Arizona loaded the bases against De La Cruz, right? And then they had to bring Suarez in for the easy save. Two outs and a five-run lead. I mean, that's the easiest save you can get.
Yeah.
And it's Suarez. So that's when you really think you can go to bed. And Alec Thomas hits the first pitch for a grand slam. Guy's been on the injured list since, like, April 3rd. Next guy got on, or whatever, and then with two outs, Grichuk came up, hit a two-run homer off the Western Metal Supply Building.
He kills the Padres.
And, you know, the thing to me is Suarez has avoided this happening all year, and it's, you know, really quite amazing. That's why he's on the All-Star team, because nobody's done that to him all year, but it happened Friday night. But you know what? The Padres had their magic guy in reserve waiting to come up in the bottom of the ninth, and that's Profar. I know Manny won the game, but Profar, he's always up when it matters most, and he pretty much always delivers. It's really incredible. I know it's too much to suggest him for MVP. You've got the Phillies running away. You've got the Dodgers. You've got all these guys with big, big numbers out there. And Ohtani is, you know, nobody can top that guy. I get it. But Profar is having an MVP type of season. I'm not saying he should be the MVP, but he's doing what MVPs do, and that's win games, hit home runs that matter, make plays that matter. And he's been in the middle of everything that's mattered all season.
All season.
While you're at it over there, see if you can find Don Orsillo's Manny Machado home run call. Have you heard that?
Yes, that was how I found out what happened.
See if you can dig that up for anybody who didn't hear it. It was so, I mean, you know, Jesse's always good. Don, every now and again, goes above and beyond, though.
We know. You have a huge crush on Don. You also rode the elevator with him last week.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I got that confused.
If I'm going to name drop, get it right.
Fair enough.
No, his call on the Manny Machado home run was into a sea of San Diegans.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was sweet. Do you have it, or do I need
stumble
along a little more?
Yes, you need to stumble because, yes.
All right, Padres play the Mariners tomorrow. Vasquez, King on Wednesday. And then they get Thursday off, too.
They do.
So it's a two-day off week for the Padres. Did you put this down here?
What?
This looks like me writing this.
What?
The Padres have hit 226. Oh, they hit 226 against lefties.
Yes.
For the first 77 games. Last 16 games, they're hitting 310.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Where have I been with that since I was the one pointing out how bad they were against lefties for the longest time?
Because you're focused on the negative. You're not focused on the positive.
You know what? You got me. You got me. I focus only on negative stuff.
All right, you ready?
All right, here's Manny's home run, Manny's home run on Friday night. It's called by Roku television announcer
we
Don
talk about
Orsillo.
That too.
That's it. It couldn't be any better than that. I could let it play out. He didn't talk again, and nor should he have. That was a good call by Don Orsillo Friday night.
He's brought some
chills, I got to tell you. Got a chill or two on that one.
I've been saying for years and years and years, like, there's something about a big athletic play in the crowd that makes me, like, freak
let
out.
The
like,
crowd.
The next morning, I watched that clip, and I was ready to go run through a wall.
You can watch it 3, 4, 5, 10 times.
Our boss on the chat, Chris, Adam, would like to know if you were able to find yesterday's game on Roku.
Ha ha ha.
I had trouble finding it. I'm not going to lie.
I was at my wife's mother's house.
Okay.
And she and I and her husband, Franz, guy Franz.
Yeah, I know him.
The three of us went to work on that at about 11 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, that's a scene.
And I think the game started at 11:45. We barely got the opening pitch, but yes, we did find it on the Roku television network.
Very strange,
but not easy and annoying to me. And
me too.
The fact that none of the rest of us can really watch this game unless you've got Roku, which we just so happen to have.
I stumbled upon MLB.com. It was the free game of the day, so I was able to watch it on the website.
Oh, on MLB.com.
But still, I wanted to watch it on the TV that I was looking at.
I know these sports are never going to listen to me, but NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, stop streaming your games. Thank you.
It was very weird
for
to see
us older people who can't find them.
And younger people like me, who's pretty good with technology, couldn't
even
find
them. Even younger
myself.
People like you can't find them. That should tell you all you need to know.
It's very weird to hear Don Orsillo be neutral about the Padres and get excited about the other teams. Very strange.
He had no choice but to do that yesterday, and that I'm sure was a little difficult for him.
I also don't. Like, I know what they were trying to do with their broadcast. They were trying to do a lot of interviews. They were trying to be really interactive. I just thought it was way too many interviews.
I didn't.
It was managers every other inning, players.
I didn't pay that close of attention to it, but I wish they would just stop. Roku, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, you name it. I don't want your games on there. Don't want your games on there.
Get used to it.
Baseball, I know. I'm trying to. Baseball is a lot of things, but it is not boring. Join Rob Bradford. He has a podcast. It's called Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league and spotlights what makes the game fun. He talks with players, managers, GMs, reporters, all who shine a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's take a break. We'll take a little break. I'll be on time for a change. And then,
it's just because the San Diego
we'll
State football
guys
players
on.
Are in here.
Yeah,
I've been telling them about being late all day.
Next segment will be all Aztec football, and some guys from the team, looking forward to have them on. Scrapey will introduce them. They'll introduce themselves. I'm going to go home, and they're going to take us the rest of the way on 97.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. No Gwen today, Chris. And Mr. Scrapey in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres are idle today. That means a full 4 hours hanging out with you, followed by the Scrapey Chronicles at 6 o'clock tonight. Matt Scrapey will take over for an hour and give you a brand of sports talk radio that you can't get anywhere else. You just can't get it anywhere else.
Why do you always make it sound like it's like a terrible show and you have to hear
terrible.
It because it's
well,
a train
you can't
wreck.
Get it anywhere else. This is great. This is positive promotion for your show.
Thank you.
All right. Padres, as I said, are idle today. San Diego State football, though. I mean, if you put among the things on my list that I love, San Diego State sports is at the top. Aztec for life here. And really excited. Our friend Greg Camarillo brought in three players on the Aztec football team. And they're all kind of want to get into radio, and so they're kind of watching the show today. And I didn't let them get away with just watching. I'm going to put them to work. They have to come on and chit-chat a little bit about this team. But I'm going to let Greg, first of all, how are you, Greg Camarillo? Always great to see you. Mike, Matt never turns on anybody's mic. That's not your fault.
Boom, I pressed on. Are we good?
You are good.
All
you
right.
Sound good.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to
of
be
course.
Here with you today to get to watch the show, talk a little Aztecs football, and it's good to be back in the studio with you.
Yes, and you are academic advisor for these particular, I'm sure, other guys.
Yeah, we
but
have.
These but these are guys that told you or you found out they kind of want to get involved in radio. So you brought, I'm sure it was your thought to maybe come in here, call Scrapey and say, hey, maybe we can do something.
Yeah, and it was
like
the,
it.
Taking the the ball rolling from the football guys, you know, guys saying, hey, I'm interested in exploring careers, which is amazing. So, you know, a lot of college students, one, just focus on their sport. The good ones focus on their school and their sport. And the excellent ones, like these young men right here, focus on their school, their sport, and then trying to figure out what's next
right.
after that. And so part of the Aztecs Going Pro program is preparing students for life after school and life after sport, because they're more than just athletes. They're more than just students.
Right.
And these guys are interested in broadcasting. So thanks to Scrapey, we got a tour of the studio. We learned about what it is to be a radio personality, all the work that goes on behind it, and then get to be here in the studio with you and watch you guys
yeah.
do what you do.
Al, we appreciate you coming in. Normally, I don't like when people get to see what we do because they actually see just how easy it all is. We just come in, what I show up, 20 minutes before the show, worked really hard talking to Scrapey, and then we put a show out. I don't know how it works every day, but somehow we get through it. All right, introduce our guests, Greg.
All right, so on the far right over there, we've got a new transfer. Dale Sean Staley came to us. He's going to be playing safety. That's the beautiful thing about the transfer portal is you can bring in new talent
yeah.
every year. So very excited to see Dale Sean roam around in that defensive backfield, along with Jelani Whitmore, one of our other guests here today, who is a cornerback. And then on the offensive side, we've got Kyle Crum, one of our quarterbacks, one of the cooler names. He has number 9, so he goes by K9.
K9.
And that's who
I
we
like
have
that.
Here in the studio today.
We have K9 and Dale 9.
We
Dale
do.
Dale Sean Shannon
wow.
Staley also wears number 9 on defense. So we got two number 9s, and we got a number 16, Jelani Whitmore. Again, thanks for coming in. Let's start with you, Dale Sean, from Northern Iowa and originally from Kansas City. So what caught your eye about San Diego and San Diego State? How? Because the transfer portal is an exciting thing for you guys
yeah.
to be able to, you know, go in there and pick a place, but how'd you pick this one?
I mean, the process was all overwhelming, you know, just the amount of schools that was coming out to reach to me. But I say for me, it was just the connections that I had connected with Coach CJ and Coach McGorris. They was recruiting me while I was at the University of Northern Iowa. And they just had I just had a good connection with them. They knew who my old coach was at University of Northern Iowa as well, so it was just like a just an easy fit in. And then plus the views of San Diego, you don't get to see this around the Midwest. So to come out here, come out to the West Coast, and just see the different living out here, and it's for sure is different than Kansas City in the Midwest.
Yes, guess what? It'll happen in like November and stuff when it's still sunny, just like this, and you'll be able to call all your buddies and everybody back home and say, ha!
I'm just chilling on the beach right now.
How's the rain treating you back there?
Yeah.
All right, that's Dalshawn Staley, safety from Kansas City as a junior. Next up is Jelani Whitmore, cornerback, a senior from Rialto. And he said cornerback, and I said, I'm impressed. Because I think that's the hardest position, not in football. I think it's the hardest position in sports. I do. And what made you want to be a cornerback, Jelani? How did that work out?
Initially, I was playing receiver, and then there's just so many receivers out there, so I just figured if I could run routes, I could guard them too.
Yeah, you have a pretty good idea what they like to do. Now, I've heard in the past, Greg, being a receiver, may back me up, unfortunately, on this, but there are wide receivers, and then there are cornerbacks. They both run routes. But wide receivers always catch the ball. Guys that are cornerbacks become cornerbacks because they don't always catch the ball. I'm not saying that about Jelani. I'm just bringing this up, Greg. What
Chris,
do you
I'm
think?
Glad, I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to be the bad guy, man. You know, it obviously takes more talent to be a cornerback. You're running backwards and have to guard a guy going forwards. But most people play both positions at some point.
Yeah.
And then when that ball hits the chest and the ground too many times, they start running backwards.
They start telling you to be. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. No Gwen today, Chris. And Mr. Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres are idle today. That means a full 4 hours hanging out with you, followed by the Scraby Chronicles at 6 o'clock tonight. Matt Scraby will take over for an hour and give you a brand of sports talk radio that you can't get anywhere else. You just can't get it anywhere else.
Why do you always make it sound like it's like a terrible show and you have to
terrible.
Hear it because it's
well,
a train
you can't
wreck.
Get it anywhere else. This is great. This is positive promotion for your show.
Thank you.
All right. Padres, as I said, are idle today. San Diego State football, though. I mean, if you put among the, you know, the things on my list that I love, San Diego State sports is at the top. Aztec for life here. And really excited. Our friend Greg Camarillo brought in three players on the Aztec football team. And they're all kind of want to get into radio. And so they're kind of watching the show today. And I didn't let them get away with just watching. I'm going to put them to work. They have to come on and chit-chat a little bit about this team. But I'm going to let Greg, first of all, how are you, Greg Camarillo? Always great to see you. Mike, Matt never turns on anybody's mic. That's not your fault.
Boom, I pressed on. Are we good?
You are good.
All right.
You sound good.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here with you today to get to watch the show, talk a little Aztecs football, and it's good to be back in the studio with you.
Yes, and you are academic advisor for these particular, I'm sure, other guys.
Yeah, we have.
But these are guys that told you or you found out they're kind of want to get involved in radio. So you brought, I'm sure it was your thought to maybe come in here, call Scraby and say, hey, maybe we can do something.
Yeah, and it was taking the the ball rolling from the football guys, you know, guys saying, hey, I'm interested in exploring careers, which is amazing. So, you know, a lot of college students, one, just focus on their sport. The good ones focus on their school and their sport. And the excellent ones, like these young men right here, focus on their school, their sport, and then trying to figure out what's next after that. And so part of the Aztecs Going Pro program is preparing students for life after school and life after sport, because they're more than just athletes, they're more than just students.
Right.
And these guys are interested in broadcasting. So thanks to Scraby, we got a tour of the studio. We learned about what it is to be a radio personality, all the work that goes on behind it, and then get to be here in the studio with you and watch you guys do what you do.
Al, we appreciate you coming in. Normally, I don't like when people get to see what we do because they actually see just how easy it all is. We just come in, what I show up, 20 minutes before the show, worked really hard talking to Scraby, and then we put a show out. I don't know how it works every day, but somehow we get through it. All right, introduce our guests, Greg.
All right, so on the far right over there, we've got a new transfer. Dalshawn Staley came to us. He's going to be playing safety. That's the beautiful thing about the transfer portal is you can bring in new talent every year. So very excited to see Dalshawn roam around in that defensive backfield, along with Jelani Whitmore, one of our other guests here today, who is a cornerback. And then on the offensive side, we've got Kyle Crum, one of our quarterbacks, one of the cooler names. He has number 9, so he goes by K9.
K9.
And that's who we have here in the studio today.
We have K9 and Dale 9. Because Dalshawn Staley also wears number 9 on defense. So we got two number 9s, and we got a number 16, Jelani Whitmore. Again, thanks for coming in. Start with you, Dalshawn, from Northern Iowa and originally from Kansas City. So what caught your eye about San Diego and San Diego State? Because the transfer portal is an exciting thing for you guys to be able to go in there and pick a place, but how'd you pick this one?
I mean, the process was all overwhelming, just the amount of schools that was coming out to reach to me. But I say for me, it was just the connections that I had connected with Coach CJ and Coach McGorris. They was recruiting me while I was at the University of Northern Iowa, and I just had a good connection with them. They knew who my old coach was at University of Northern Iowa as well, so it was just like an easy fit in. And then plus the views of San Diego, you don't get to see this around the Midwest. So to come out to the West Coast and just see the different living out here, and it's for sure is different than Kansas City in the Midwest.
Yes, guess what? It'll happen in like November and stuff when it's still sunny, just like this, and you'll be able to call all your buddies and everybody back home and say, ha!
I'm just chilling on the beach right now.
How's the rain treating you back there?
Yeah.
All right, that's Dalshawn Staley, safety from Kansas City. He's a junior. Next up is Jelani Whitmore, cornerback, a senior from Rialto. And he said cornerback, and I said, I'm impressed. Because I think that's the hardest position, not in football. I think it's the hardest position in sports. I do. And what made you want to be a cornerback, Jelani? How did that work out?
Initially, I was playing receiver, and then there's just so many receivers out there, so I just figured if I could run routes, I could guard them too.
Yeah, you have a pretty good idea what they like to do. Now, I've heard in the past, Greg, being a receiver, may back me up, unfortunately, on this, but there are wide receivers, and then there are cornerbacks. They both run routes. But wide receivers always catch the ball. Guys that are cornerbacks become cornerbacks because they don't always catch the ball. I'm not saying that about Jelani. I'm just bringing this up, Greg. What
Chris,
do you
I'm
think?
Glad, I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to be the bad guy, man. It obviously takes more talent to be a cornerback. You're running backwards and have to guard a guy going forwards. But most people play both positions at some point.
Yeah.
And then when that ball hits the chest and the ground too many times, they start running back.
They start telling you to time. Is it we got to win a conference championship? Because if you guys win a conference championship, correct me if I'm wrong, and you might be able to do this, but because I'm wrong a lot. But the way the college football playoff works, they're going to take one team from the other conferences. Seems to me that if I'm going to say we, because I'm an Aztec just like you guys, seems to me if we win our conference, they got to at least take a look at us to maybe put us in that playoff. Have you guys talked about that at all? Whoever.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, we do kind of take it one day at a time. His motto is always plus one days. So just building one after another. But that is the goal ultimately is college football playoff. So just trying to build towards that every day.
And what do you think of the stadium, Dalshawn? The new Snapdragon Stadium.
I've been to Snapdragon Stadium only 2 times on my official and when we had the
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. No Gwen today. Chris and Mr. Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres are idle today. That means a full 4 hours hanging out with you, followed by the Scraby Chronicles at 6 o'clock tonight. Matt Scraby will take over for an hour and give you a brand of sports talk radio that you can't get anywhere else. You just can't get it anywhere else.
Why do you always make it sound like it's like a terrible show and you have to hear it because it's a train wreck?
You can't get it anywhere else. This is great. This is positive promotion for your show.
Thank you.
All right. Padres, as I said, are idle today. San Diego State football, though. I mean, if you put among the, you know, the things on my list that I love, San Diego State sports is at the top. Aztec for life here. And really excited. Our friend Greg Camarillo brought in three players on the Aztec football team. And they're all kind of want to get into radio. And so they're kind of watching the show today. And I didn't let them get away with just watching. I'm going to put them to work. They have to come on and chit-chat a little bit about this team. But I'm going to let Greg, first of all, how are you, Greg Camarillo? Always great to see you. Mike, Matt never turns on anybody's mic. That's not your fault.
Boom, I pressed on. Are we good?
You are good.
All right.
Sound good.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here with you today to get to watch the show, talk a little Aztecs football, and it's good to be back in the studio with you.
Yes, and you are academic advisor for these particular, I'm sure, other guys.
Yeah,
but these are guys that told you or you found out they're kind of want to get involved in radio. So you brought, I'm sure it was your thought to maybe come in here, call Scraby and say, hey, maybe we can do something.
Yeah, and it was taking the ball rolling from the football guys, you know, guys saying, hey, I'm interested in exploring careers, which is amazing. So, you know, a lot of college students, one, just focus on their sport. The good ones focus on their school and their sport, and the excellent ones, like these young men right here, focus on their school, their sport, and then trying to figure out what's next
right
after that. And so part of the Aztecs Going Pro program is preparing students for life after school and life after sport, because they're more than just athletes, they're more than just students.
Right.
And these guys are interested in broadcasting. So thanks to Scraby, we got a tour of the studio. We learned about what it is to be a radio personality, all the work that goes on behind it. And then get to be here in the studio with you and watch you guys do what you do.
Al, we appreciate you coming in. Normally, I don't like when people get to see what we do because they actually see just how easy it all is. We just come in, what I show up, 20 minutes before the show, worked really hard talking to Scraby, and then we put a show out. I don't know how it works every day, but somehow we get through it. All right, introduce our guests, Greg.
All right, so on the far right over there, we've got a new transfer. Dalshon Staley came to us. He's going to be playing safety. That's the beautiful thing about the transfer portal is you can bring in new talent every year. So very excited to see Dalshon roam around in that defensive backfield, along with Jelani Whitmore, one of our other guests here today, who is a cornerback. And then on the offensive side, we've got Kyle Crum, one of our quarterbacks, one of the cooler names. He has number 9, so he goes by K-9.
K-9.
And that's who we have here in the studio today.
We have K-9 and Dale 9. We do. Dalshon Staley also wears number 9 on defense. So we got two number 9s, and we got a number 16, Jelani Whitmore. Again, thanks for coming in. Start with you, Dalshon, from Northern Iowa, and originally from Kansas City. So what caught your eye about San Diego and San Diego State? Because the transfer portal is an exciting thing for you guys to be able to, you know, go in there and pick a place, but how'd you pick this one?
I mean, the process was all overwhelming, you know, just the amount of schools that was coming out to reach to me. But I say for me, it was just the connections that I had connected with Coach CJ and Coach McGorris. They was recruiting me while I was at the University of Northern Iowa, and I just had a good connection with them. They knew who my old coach was at University of Northern Iowa as well, so it was just like an easy fit in. And then plus the views of San Diego, you don't get to see this around the Midwest. So to come out here, come out to the West Coast, and just see the different living out here, and it's for sure is different than Kansas City in the Midwest.
Yes, guess what? It'll happen in like November and stuff when it's still sunny, just like this, and you'll be able to call all your buddies and everybody back home and say, ha!
I'm just chilling on the beach right now.
How's the rain treating you back there?
Yeah.
All right, that's Dalshon Staley, safety from Kansas City as a junior. Next up is Jelani Whitmore, cornerback, a senior from Rialto. And he said cornerback, and I said, I'm impressed. Because I think that's the hardest position, not in football. I think it's the hardest position in sports. I do. And what made you want to be a cornerback, Jelani? How did that work out?
Initially, I was playing receiver, and then there's just so many receivers out there. So I just figured if I could run routes, I could guard them too.
Yeah, you have a pretty good idea what they like to do. Now, I've heard in the past, Greg being a receiver may back me up, unfortunately, on this, but there are wide receivers and then there are cornerbacks. They both run routes, but wide receivers always catch the ball. Guys that are cornerbacks become cornerbacks because they don't always catch the ball. I'm not saying that about Jelani. I'm just bringing this up, Greg. What
Chris,
do you
I'm
think?
Glad, I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to be the bad guy, man. You know, it obviously takes more talent to be a cornerback. You're running backwards and have to guard a guy going forwards. But most people play both positions at some point.
Yeah.
And then when that ball hits the chest and the ground too many times, they start running backwards.
They start telling you to... All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. No Gwen today, Chris. And Mr. Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres are idle today. That means a full 4 hours hanging out with you, followed by the Scraby Chronicles at 6 o'clock tonight. Matt Scraby will take over for an hour and give you a brand of sports talk radio that you can't get anywhere else. You just can't get it anywhere else.
Why do you always make it sound like it's like a terrible show and you have to hear it because it's a train wreck?
You can't get it anywhere else. This is great. This is positive promotion for your show.
Thank you.
All right. Padres, as I said, are idle today. San Diego State football, though. I mean, if you put among the things on my list that I love, San Diego State sports is at the top. Aztec for life here. And really excited. Our friend Greg Camarillo brought in three players on the Aztec football team. And they're all kind of want to get into radio. And so they're kind of watching the show today. And I didn't let them get away with just watching. I'm going to put them to work. They have to come on and chit-chat a little bit about this team. But I'm going to let Greg, first of all, how are you, Greg Camarillo? Always great to see you. Mike, Matt never turns on anybody's mic. That's not your fault.
Boom, I pressed on. Are we good?
You are good.
All right.
Sound good.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here with you today to get to watch the show, talk a little Aztecs football, and it's good to be back in the studio with you.
Yes, and you are academic advisor for these particular, I'm sure, other guys.
Yeah, we have.
But these are guys that told you or you found out they're kind of want to get involved in radio. So you brought, I'm sure it was your thought to maybe come in here, call Scraby and say, hey, maybe we can do something.
Yeah, and it was taking the ball rolling from the football guys. You know, guys saying, hey, I'm interested in exploring careers, which is amazing. So, you know, a lot of college students, one, just focus on their sport. The good ones focus on their school and their sport. And the excellent ones, like these young men right here, focus on their school, their sport, and then trying to figure out what's next after that. And so part of the Aztecs Going Pro program is preparing students for life after school and life after sport, because they're more than just athletes, they're more than just students.
Right.
And these guys are interested in broadcasting. So thanks to Scraby, we got a tour of the studio. We learned about what it is to be a radio personality, all the work that goes on behind it, and then get to be here in the studio with you and watch you guys do what you do.
Al, we appreciate you coming in. Normally, I don't like when people get to see what we do because they actually see just how easy it all is. We just come in, what I show up, 20 minutes before the show, worked really hard talking to Scraby, and then we put a show out. I don't know how it works every day, but somehow we get through it. All right, introduce our guests, Greg.
All right, so on the far right over there, we've got a new transfer. Dalshon Staley came to us. He's going to be playing safety. That's the beautiful thing about the transfer portal is you can bring in new talent every year. So very excited to see Dalshon roam around in that defensive backfield, along with Jelani Whitmore, one of our other guests here today, who is a cornerback. And then on the offensive side, we've got Kyle Crum, one of our quarterbacks, one of the cooler names. He has number 9, so he goes by K9.
K9.
And that's who we have here in the studio today.
We have K9 and Dale 9.
We do.
Dalshon Staley also wears number 9 on defense. So we got two number 9s, and we got a number 16, Jelani Whitmore. Again, thanks for coming in. Start with you, Dalshon, from Northern Iowa, and originally from Kansas City. So what caught your eye about San Diego and San Diego State? Because the transfer portal is an exciting thing for you guys to be able to go in there and pick a place, but how'd you pick this one?
I mean, the process was all overwhelming, you know, just the amount of schools that was coming out to reach to me. But I say for me, it was just the connections that I had connected with Coach CJ and Coach McGorris. They was recruiting me while I was at the University of Northern Iowa, and I just had a good connection with them. They knew who my old coach was at University of Northern Iowa as well, so it was just like an easy fit in. And then plus the views of San Diego, you don't get to see this around the Midwest, so to come out to the West Coast and just see the different living out here, and it's for sure is different than Kansas City in the Midwest.
Yes, guess what? It'll happen in like November and stuff when it's still sunny just like this, and you'll be able to call all your buddies and everybody back home and say, ha!
I'm just chilling on the beach right now.
How's the rain treating you back there?
Yeah.
All right, that's Dale Sean Staley, safety from Kansas City as a junior. Next up is Jelani Whitmore, cornerback, a senior from Rialto. And he said cornerback, and I said, I'm impressed. Because I think that's the hardest position, not in football. I think it's the hardest position in sports. I do. And what made you want to be a cornerback, Jelani? How did that work out?
Initially, I was playing receiver, and then there's just so many receivers out there, so I just figured if I could run routes, I could guard them too.
Yeah, you knew you have a pretty good idea what they like to do. Now, I've heard in the past, Greg, being a receiver, may back me up, unfortunately, on this, but there are wide receivers, and then there are cornerbacks. They both run routes. But wide receivers always catch the ball. Guys that are cornerbacks become cornerbacks because they don't always catch the ball. I'm not saying that about Jelani. I'm just bringing this up, Greg. What
Chris,
do you
I'm
think?
I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to be the bad guy, man. You know, it obviously takes more talent to be a cornerback. You're running backwards and have to guard a guy going forwards. But most people play both positions at some point.
Yeah.
And then when that ball hits the chest and the ground too many times, they start running backwards.
They start telling you to time. Is it we got to win a conference championship? Because if you guys win a conference championship, correct me if I'm wrong, and you might be able to do this, but because I'm wrong a lot. But the way the college football playoff works, they're going to take one team from the other conferences. Seems to me that if I'm going to say we, because I'm an Aztec just like you guys. Mm-hmm. Seems to me if we win our conference, they got to at least take a look at us to maybe put us in that playoff. Have you guys talked about that at all? Whoever.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, we do kind of take it one day at a time. His motto is always plus one days. So just building one after another. But that is the goal ultimately is college football playoff. So just trying to build towards that every day.
And what do you think of the stadium, Dale Sean? The new Snapdragon Stadium.
I've been to Snapdragon Stadium only two times. On my official and when we had the the game. And, I love it. Big, brand new. It's just a cool
scene. It's a beautiful place to play games. The fans are going to be right there.
Yeah,
it's warm, too. It's not Northern Iowa.
Well, Northern Iowa, we was in the dome.
Okay,
so
good,
we didn't
good.
Worry about none of the conditions. But, it's just a beautiful, beautiful stadium. And, what's inside of it and just the views of it. I like it.
Yeah. And go ahead, Scrape.
I just have a question about
I kind of took over the interview.
No, you're doing a great job. You're part of the Aztecs, Chris. You should have taken
it
over.
But
I wanted to ask about the transfer portal because for a guy like me, I don't know anything about it because I was never an athlete in college. But for me, it seems a little crazy that you could just pick up and leave whenever you want. And I know that you guys probably love it, but I'm curious to get your opinions on the transfer portal. You entered the transfer portal, so maybe we'll start with you, Dale Sean.
I say the transfer portal for me, it was I had to do a big prayer for it. I had to make sure that this was going to be the right decision for me. I asked my loved ones about it. It wasn't just an easy choice for me because, yet again, I'm a relationship guy, and the relationship and bonds that I built with my old teammates, it wasn't just that easy to walk away. But looking at it in the future, just get out there. You know, I coming out of high school, I believed I was better than FCS. Not saying FCS players are bad. There's all great players out there.
Right.
I just feel like that my talent could get me to play at the next level. So, why not just take the shot? And if everything didn't go bad, I could still go back to UNI. But I'm glad that I did. It went for the better, and I'm glad that I'm here.
You can't go back to UNI.
Chris won't allow it.
Can't go back there.
What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, as far as there's definitely benefits to it. Like, we bring in a lot of talent, but we also, you know, you lose a lot of talent to, I know we had some O-linemen start their freshman year and then go to Washington and different places like that. So, like Delshawn said, the relationships part's tough because you make bonds with people and then they leave. But then you also, I met a lot of my new best friends coming through the transfer portal. So there's pros and cons to it.
You got any thoughts on this, Jelani?
Yeah, I just agree on the relationships. You know, I lost a couple friends just entering the transfer portal, but like Kyle said, just making new friends that your teammates that are transferring in, just building relationships with them, and it's just been fun.
So you lost friends, like I'm assuming former teammates that didn't want to see you go?
Yeah, some teammates just left. Just like I had to.
Yeah, we gain, but San Diego State, I think, by and large, we gain more than we lose normally, just because we're San Diego. I think. I don't know.
Okay,
makes more sense to me that you'd want to stay here. All right, so the season starts August 31st, and then Texas A&M Commerce.
Yep.
Scraby thought you guys were playing Texas A&M.
I was very excited.
Schedule came out.
Very excited.
Followed by Oregon State. That'll be a
I'm still
good
very
challenge.
Excited, just for the record.
Yeah, we're all excited. We're all excited. But Oregon State, and, you know, we're looking forward to this season. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think Coach Lewis has hit a home run, you know, since he's come on. Everybody seems really excited. And, you know, we're excited that you guys came in and spent a little time with us today. It was very nice to meet all you guys. All you football players, you know, I think you're terrific for, you know, going out there and trying to get something else done and making sure that you're keeping an eye on the rest of your life. So anytime we can help, you guys are more than welcome to join us.
Absolutely.
Scraby's going to take your number. We're going to call you during the season for insight into the team.
I will contact
you have no
someone
choice.
Else because I don't want to get in trouble. So.
And Kyle, give me your podcast one more time so people can listen to it.
It's the Playmakers Podcast on YouTube.
On YouTube. Okay,
the
cool.
The Playmakers Podcast on YouTube. Yeah. Greg Camarillo.
Hey.
Always great to see you.
Thanks. We're going
to
get him back in here for some football talk here soon.
Well, you're the producer of the show.
I guess I am. Right. I guess I'm the one kind of in charge of that.
Gwynn and Chris, coming back with a second hour on 97.3 The Fan. Thanks, guys. Great job by all of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.